You're listening to the Queensland Country Hour on ABC Radio Queensland.
Because moves to update a supermarket quality assurance scheme has reignited concerns from family-sized farming operations about whether the standards should apply to them all. The Harmonised Australian Retailer Produce Scheme, known as HARPS, came in 4 years ago amid complaints it was too onerous and duplicated existing auditing requirements for fruit and vegetable growers. But the architects of the retailer-driven scheme says HARPS has largely delivered growers a more streamlined pathway onto the nation's supermarket shelves, which account for about 70% of all fresh produce sales, and it needs to remain responsive to retailer demands. It's left Far North Queensland mango and avocado grower Kylie Collins unconvinced, and she told Charlie McKillop the lack of consultation and transparency has left many family-owned farming operations lose faith in the process.
It's very disappointing. I mean, at that time of the year, to bring out something like that, businesses are shut, and of course, you know, here on a mango farm, we're absolutely flat out. So, you know, we had no idea, and I've spoken to a lot of growers over the last week who had no idea. They want to introduce training from version 1 to version 2, and I do believe there's only one company that's doing that training. So it will be profitable for that person. I think they've conducted over 4,000 audits since HARPS has been brought in. And if we're all charged $250, $300 for a 2-hour training session, that's a lot of money to be made, isn't it?
Is a couple of hours training such a big impost, given that this is a program that's meant to harmonise your quality assurance standards and make sure that all the supermarket specifications are being met?
All of our fruit goes to an agent who is a tier one supplier, and they, on receival, they do the quality assurance assessments, they put it into a ripening facility, and then they do quality assurance assessments when it comes out, and then they send the fruit to whoever they, you know, their sales and their purchase orders dictate. And so I see the 2 hours training, it's not a lot, but it's just extra cost, and the whole thing has been extra cost to the growers. I have never liked HARPS because I have always felt that Fresh Care has been a fabulous program for us that has given us very practical, common sense, down to earth ways of making the food safer for the consumer. Because let's face it, at the end of the day, no one wants to see anyone getting sick from produce that they've eaten. We don't want that, but the HARPS is not making our food any safer.
But it is food safety at the heart of the proposed changes to HARPS. Now, that's according to Tristan Kitchener, whose company last year successfully tendered for the management rights of the scheme on behalf of the industry's R&D body, Hort Innovation. Mr. Kitchener says HARPS has brought retailers to the table in a way that's not been achieved anywhere else in the world, but it was never intended to replace Fresh Care or the other quality assurance programs available to farmers.
Base standards go a long way to address food safety risk. HARPS goes further. In regard to training, we're progressing that through discussions with training providers to ensure there's the right training providers in place. There will be online training. It's aimed to be at minimal cost. So the idea is to really drive this food safety culture and get as many people within the business across food safety as possible. I think it goes back to this root cause analysis where you see food safety issues happening. And the fact that the risk does not sit solely with the tier ones. It's actually more broadly across the supply chain. And much of that risk does unfortunately sit with tier twos. And we see that through the reporting we get back from the retailers. So there's a number of high risk activities that tier twos are actually conducting, such as the use of contaminants, chemicals, pesticides, manure application, the management of water quality, etc. So those happen on farms. So it's really important to keep food safety standards high, ensure the consumer is getting the products that they expect, that we do actually bring tier two growers into. They'll say they are the critical group that we do want to include within HARPS.
Kylie Collins says the first step would be to give family-owned farming operations like hers a seat at the table of the technical advisory committee so they're not blindsided by the process at the 11th hour.
If they want tier two businesses to be using HARPS, they need to have a representation. And if someone leaves, I've been told that they used to have some smaller grape and melon farmers who were on the technical advisory committee, but they have since left. But if they do leave, they need to replace them with other small businesses, other small farmers.
Are you putting your hand up?
Look, I'd do it because I think it's really important that small farms are represented properly. So whether I'd get anywhere in amongst all that, oh, there's some big businesses in there. So no, whether your voice would be heard. But, you know, I'm really hoping farmers, this is your chance to have a say, this consultation period, which does finish on the 31st of January. Please write a submission, go onto the HARPS online website and make a submission, because if you don't, you're just going to have to suck it up. You really are. You're going to have to shut up and put up with what we get given. And so this is a fantastic opportunity for growers to really have their say about HARPS.
On this point at least, Tristan Kitchener agrees. He says if Brand Australia is to retain its clean green image, the entire horticultural supply chain needs to be on board.
We've asked for Tier 2 growers to join the technical advisory group, so we've been actively encouraging. That's probably the single group we'd like to have more contribution from. Feedback is absolutely critical to us. So, you know, we really welcome the fact that growers are voicing their concerns, and it's important for us to understand these concerns so we can consider their suggestions.
You and your business partner own the management rights. Can you understand how that might lead some growers to be left with the impression that you have something to gain from changes or any time that you come forward with a new version of the program?
We have full transparency in terms of the reporting and the finances that goes through to Hort Innovation as well as the retailers. So development of version 2 of HARPS, we're not making any money from that. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It's much, much more work for us to have to do that. But it's part of the obligation we have.
But HARPS didn't stop the listeria outbreak in melons. It didn't stop the E. coli contamination case that you're citing as the justification. So is that a self-defeating argument?
I say it's quite the opposite. Just because you've got a standard in place, just because you've had your audit today, doesn't mean you're not going to have a problem tomorrow. So having a fully embedded food safety culture is really critical. And I don't think, to be honest, we quite have that yet in Australia. The challenge is for Tier 2s is they are doing 10, 15, 20 different jobs. Some of the Tier 1s will have, you know, dedicated functional specialists within quality assurance and food safety. That's not possible for a lot of Tier 2s. So the question is, how do we support the Tier 2s to get the best possible food safety outcomes so we actually avoid a listeriosis issue or an E. coli in bacon egg salad issue? And that's a collective challenge for the whole of industry. It's not something for just the retailers to drive or for Hort Innovation or the peak industry bodies. I think, personally, it's a collective responsibility for the whole of the horticultural industry in Australia.
Tristan Kitchener, whose company One Direction ANZ is the entity responsible for managing the Harmonised Australian Retailer Produce Scheme, known as HARPS. Consultation on the proposed changes to that scheme continues to the end of this month.